The Zimbabwe have four silver and diamond mines. The U.S. government banned imports of rough diamonds from Zimbabwe earlier this month over concerns that forced labor was being used in the African nation's mines. Zimbabwe has dismissed the allegations. Secretary for Information Nick Mawana says the U.S. has no evidence of this and that Washington has been misinformed or misled. The Merrit mining region in the east of Zimbabwe is estimated to have one of the world's richest diamond reserves and is a vital revenue earner for a country in a direct economic straits. Zimbabwe's rough diamonds exports. What is a U.S. accusation? The U.S. cites employment practice in which individuals seeking work in the mines bribe security officers to allow them inside the secure area. Once inside, according to Brenda Smith of the U.S. Customs and Border Agency, workers are not permitted to leave and those who resist are punished with physical sexual violence or arrest. The U.S. government says it is well documented. What is the evidence? Access for journalists and rights groups of these areas is highly restricted, with special authorization required to gain access. A group that monitors employment practices at the Merrit Diamond Mines has collected testimonies of forced labor practices. The chairman of the Bunga Diamond Trust, Moses Magwana, told the BBC there had been cases of villagers being rounded up and forced to work in the mines. Other groups, however, are more cautious. The Center for Natural Resource Governance, CNRG, an organization that campaigns for rights in mining areas, says it has documented physical violence against miners, but doesn't have information that forced labor is prevalent. As an organization, we're not totally dismissing the issue of forced labor, but we have no information about from the U.S. government, and we would like to know who is forcing who, says Simon Milvo, a spokesperson for CNRG. This isn't the first time the allegations of human rights abuses have been directed at the Zimbabwe government's operation in the Merrit mines. Rights groups have regularly called for the diamonds to be classified as conflict diamonds or restrict exports, and back in 2011, the BBC found evidence of the use of severe beating and sexual assault in the area. The statues of the diamonds tainted by human rights abuses from Merrit or elsewhere can still reach the global diamond market easily, the CNRG says. It estimates that 40 deaths occur annually as a result of the ill treatment of mine workers. Labor rights elsewhere in Zimbabwe. Human Rights Watch published a report in 2018 saying that forced labor was an issue in the country's tobacco farms. The U.S. government also released a report last year documenting child labor practices. However, Zimbabwe says it is making efforts to tackle forced labor, and in 2019, ratify the UN's Forced Labor Conventions, a commitment to eradicate the practice.